gonna turn this one off. This Wikipedia page is on orgasms, ironically. Oh, great, I have to pronounce it. Orgasm, from Greek, I'm not trying to pronounce that, excitement or swelling, also sexual climax, is the sudden discharge of accumulated sexual excitement during the sexual response cycle, resulting in rhythmic muscular contractions in the pelvic region characterized by sexual pleasure. Experienced by males and females, orgasms are controlled by the involuntary or autonomic nervous system. They are often associated with involuntary actions, including muscular spasms in multiple areas of the body, a general euphoric sensation, and frequently body movements and vocalizations. The period after orgasm, known as the refractory period, is often a relaxing experience attributed to the release of the neurohormones oxytocin and prolactin, as well as endorphins or endogenous morphine. Human orgasms usually
I guess animals have orgasms too. Human orgasms usually result from
physical sexual stimulation of the penis in males, typically accompanying ejaculation, and of the clitoris in females. Sexual stimulation can be by self-practice or with a sexual partner. Or with a sex partner, penetrative sex, non-penetrative sex, or other sexual activity. The health effects surrounding the human orgasm are diverse. There are many physiological responses during sexual activity, including a relaxed state created by prolactin, as well as changes in the central nervous system, such as temporary decrease in metabolic activities of large parts of the cerebral cortex, while there is no change or increased metabolic activity in the limbic areas of the brain. I'm gonna change settings on both devices. One is much louder than the other, can you tell? Okay. Where am I? Shit. Okay. There is also a wide range of sexual dysfunction, such as anorgasmia. These effects impact cultural views of orgasm. Such as the beliefs that orgasm and the frequency / consistency of it are either important or irrelevant for satisfaction in a sexual relationship, and theories about the biological and evolutionary functions of orgasm. Definitions. In a clinical context, orgasm is usually defined strictly by the muscular contractions involved during sexual activity, along with the characteristic patterns of change in heart rate, blood pressure, and often respiratory rate and depth. This is characterized as sudden discharge of accumulated sexual tension during... I can't read about it and deal with it at the same time. Very bad at that. Where am I? This is categorized as the sudden discharge of accumulated sexual tension during the sexual response cycle, resulting in rhythmic muscular contractions in the pelvic region. However, definitions of orgasm vary, and there's sentiment that consensus is how consistently and classified
classify it. I can't read anymore. Consistently classify it absent. At least 26 definitions of organs were listed in the Journal of Clinical Psychology Review. What? I've got to stop there. I hope you enjoyed listening to me mess up this whole Wikipedia page and be frustrated.